AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Hey, howdy y'all. So we're going to try something a little bit different today. Today's episode, which I'm really excited about, is called Man's Best Friend. And today's episode is going to be different, right? The content I've shared up to this point, it's not a rant, it's not a joke, it's not even parenting chaos or even about faith, at least not in the usual way. It's about a dog. Yes. Not just any dog, but my dog, Archie. Now, my golden retriever, he was a yellow lab. He was also a German Shepherd. He was kind of a pit bull mix, which honestly sounds like, I guess, the dog version of the Avengers, right? He had all of the best qualities of each breed, minus that destructive energy of the Hulk, for my Avenger fans. So Archie passed away earlier this summer, and to be honest, it's been tough for me, tough for my wife, my kids who loved him dearly. But I want to share how he changed my life, not in some, oh, he was a good boy kind of way, but in a real profound and yes, a little bit funny kind of way. So this story is of Archie, man's best friend and God's perfectly timed plan. So let me set the stage, right? So it all started in about September of 2015, right? It was the second year of me climbing Stone Mountain 100 times in 90 days for the Step Up Be a Voice movement that I'd started to raise awareness for childhood cancer. Life was busy, full, and in many ways heavy. More to come on this later on, some new episodes that I'm working on. All right, so one day, on a Wednesday in September of 2015, I was waiting in a restaurant for lunch date. And when I say waiting, I mean waiting, right? This girl that I was supposed to be on a date with was 30 minutes late. And then she texts me, I'll be another hour. So, and I'm not talking about my wife, by the way. Okay, so in many ways, this sort of felt like how I met your mother. If I were to tell this story to my kids, it's exactly how I'd frame it. Anyway, at that moment, I had two choices. I could sit there like a rom-com extra sipping water for 90 minutes or do literally anything else. So I closed out, I hopped in my little Volvo and I drove down to the street to the Atlanta Humane Society, which for the record is something I like to do from time to time, right? I like to play with puppies and it was like therapy, but with fur and puppy breath. Kind of like grandparents say, actually, right? You have the kids, but not have the kids because they're not your kids, but you can spoil them, that kind of thing. Anyway, and that is when it happened, you guys. So from across the room, I locked eyes with the most beautiful brown eyes that belonged to the cutest little dog named Archibald. Yeah, that was his name, right? So I had to change it. He looked at me like we were bros at first sight, and he did that smiling, panting thing that dogs do, you know, when they melt your heart. Kind of like a Disney trick that they use in the movies like 101 Dalmatians, where the puppies basically hypnotize you with their eyes, and that's what happened to me. And I didn't think twice. I adopted this dog on the spot, and for that lunch date, let's just say it never, ever happened, right? Pretty sure Archie spared me from a disaster lunch filled with awkward small talk. So anyway, later that afternoon, closer to the evening, as I recall, I've got this brand new puppy, and I'm gonna parade him around. So I took him over to Piedmont Park in Midtown Atlanta, that is. He and I kind of like walked across from the park to the Mellow Mushroom, and kind of on a whim, I text Shannon, who's my wife, at this point, who was just a friend that I'd met on the mountain that summer. And, you know, we had hung out a lot on the mountain climbing, and she even helped plan a lot of the events for the movement. And I sent her a picture of Archie followed by a text that said, "Hey, I just adopted a puppy. So if you're in town, come and say hello. I'm at Mellow Mushroom," which is a pizza place. So the thing is, Shannon at the time lived over 2 hours away near the North Georgia Mountains at college, and she could have ignored me. But within the hour, and I'm still not clear what happened, whether she drove 2 hours in 1 hour or if she was actually down the street visiting her best friend, either way, she was sitting on that patio with me eating pizza, laughing, and playing with this little puppy, Archie. And that was it. Right. The girl I would one day marry, and I'm also not certain, but I suspect that she didn't fall in love with me first. She probably fell in love with Archie first. And honestly, I don't blame her, because let's face it, he was way cuter than me. So here's the funny thing. For the 5 years leading up to that moment, I was single. And I don't mean casually single. I mean the kind of single that probably should come with a Netflix documentary. Okay. I was so single. And people would ask me, it's like, "Hey, Krish, are you single?" And I kind of had this like rehearsed response that I used. I thought it was cute, right? And I'd say, "I'm so single that not only am I not married or dating anyone, I don't even have a dog." And that's how single I am. And that's what I used to tell people. And it's as if somehow saying that would impress women or people. Here's a spoiler for you. It didn't, right? It probably just confirmed their suspicions that I had commitment issues. And now here's the twist. The week I finally get a dog, everything changes. Archie gives me this new confidence, and I had like a pep in my step. And he was the cutest third wheel in history, because within a week, I asked Shannon out on our first real date. And for those few months, Archie was basically our chaperone, right? He came along on 90% of our dates. Like everywhere we went, he was with us, and he was so cute. But looking back now, I'm convinced God sent me that dog, not just as a companion, but as my wingman. And when I reflect on it, I don't think it was coincidence. I believe that God truly placed Archie in my life on that exact date at that exact moment for a reason. And thinking about it, it was a random Wednesday, right? It was a canceled lunch date, a Humane Society visit. And then a dog named Archibald, aka Archie, who just happened to be waiting for me, which I'm sure he was waiting for anyone that would adopt him, right? Let's be honest. But Shannon, who just happened to be in town, even though she lived 2 hours away, all those little puzzle pieces aligned perfectly. So September 23rd, 2015 was the day. And yeah, like the day I'm recording this and posting it, exactly 10 years ago today. Shannon could have easily been 2 hours away, right? She could have ignored my text, but she didn't. She showed up. And we ended up falling in love. And I'm not convinced that she fell in love with me first. I think she fell in love with Archie first, my wingman for life. But that's not a coincidence, right? That's God's plan. Archie wasn't just a dog. He was a bridge, right? He was the link between my singleness and my marriage, between my uncertainty and my confidence, between my old life and a new one. He was also a comedian. Let me tell you about this. This dog would chase his tail for no reason. I think a lot of dogs do that, bark at his own reflection. And once, he even ate a first edition autographed John Grisham book that my brother gave me for Christmas one year. He ate that book cover to cover. And maybe I'll save that story for another time. But listen, more than anything, Archie was steady, loyal, and present, as most dogs are. But when he passed this summer, it hit me harder than I ever expected. I cried like hard, right? Because when you lose a dog like that, you're not just losing a pet, you're losing a piece of your story. That's what I realized, that, you know, he wasn't gonna be here forever. And 10 years was an awful long time. So I'm really appreciative of that. But the thing is, stories don't end. They live, right? Archie's story will always be told by me, and Shannon and I will always laugh about those early days. Every time I see my kids playing with our dog, Stetson, every time I remember that God can use a four-legged mutt to change a man's life. So here's my takeaway. Life changes in small, ordinary moments. They don't feel ordinary all the time or at the time. But on a random Wednesday, a canceled date and a dog in a pound, look, God is always setting the stage, and sometimes he uses a dog to do it. Archie Marchie, like I used to like to call him, and my wife called him as well. Thanks, buddy, man. Thank you for changing my life. Rest in peace. And more importantly, thank you, God, for always writing the best stories, even if they, you know, even the ones that start with pizzas and puppies. That's what I should have called this episode, actually. Look, I'll share more stories about Archie and especially how I met Shannon for another time. But for today, I just want to raise a metaphorical glass, or Dr. Pepper, maybe a slice of mellow mushroom pizza. And if you've not had mellow mushroom pizza, you have to try it. Really big in the Southeast. And cheers to the man's best friend, right? Archie, you are one of a kind. So that's all for today. See you guys on the next episode. I sound like Dr. Dre.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.